Chapter 23, Special Purpose Funding Tech Fest 2023. Special Purpose Funding, SPF, Spotlight on Adaptive Equipment Subsidy, Tech Fest 2023. The See Differently Tech Fest 2023 was held at UCity in the Adelaide CBD on Thursday, the 2nd of November, 2023. A few Beyond Blindness staff as well as members were able to check it out and discover the latest and greatest available in adaptive technology equipment. TechFest was held in an exhibition space with displays from all over Australia and the world, presenting the latest technology to assist blind and vision impaired South Australians. There were many different tables set out with options of technology, such as magnifiers, screen readers, Braille machines, phone apps, and gadgets, to make things easier around the home, as well as out in the community. New models of hardware were updated with Wi-Fi, which opened up the option to connect to the internet, to keep the hardware up to date, as well as, for example, download and print documents by connecting online. The event was hands-on, with attendees able to try many products for themselves to see if they might benefit. TechFest also had three seminars with guest speakers giving talks about different products inside the home, in the community and the latest in technology. Coming all the way from the USA, assistive technology expert, content creator and the TechFest ambassador Samuel Seavey, talked about exciting advances in technology. Sam, the founder and creator of the Blind Life YouTube channel, who developed an early onset form of macular degeneration, and was legally blind by his mid-teens, gave a presentation on the future of assistive technology. Sam spoke about some mind-blowing opportunities and we were presented with the Envision glasses. We were shown how the glasses use a wide-angle camera to scan the area in front of you with scene detection. There is further advancement with the use of ChatGPT, AI, where you can interact with the glasses to ask questions. You are even able to interact with the glasses by asking questions about the scene, plus you are able to contact up to 10 allies via the glasses, where your ally can view the scene that you are in. What a great way to get out of a sticky situation when you may be disoriented or require further assistance to give you a live description of what's in your environment. I encourage you to check out a great review Sam has produced on his YouTube channel The Blind Life. The video is titled Envision Glasses Just Got Better. Plus check out Sam's website, The Blind Life, Sam Seavey, theblindlife.net. You can also seek more information on the Envision glasses via Pacific Vision's website. Smart glasses for the blind and vision impaired, onelowvision.com. With so many displays at TechFest from many suppliers around Australia and the world, the list is long on the technology, applications and equipment available. It is clear that technology is advancing at a rapid pace. And despite the concerns those may have with the use of AI, the opportunities to gain and maintain your independence is endless, and going in such a hopeful and positive direction. Some other highlights that Sam touched on for the future in adaptive technology equipment and software were wayfinding technology, improving indoor navigation such as virtual corridors giving you an aid to navigate your surroundings. Haptic technology. Haptic clothing will use haptic technology, which essentially is the use of touch sensations aka vibrations via a wearable small device that is installed on your clothing to send a signal to the spot of impact which reaffirms direction and to avoid an obstacle in your way. Robot guide dogs, enabling both the mobility and guide aid given that some are designed almost the size of a suitcase or small walker with multiple wheels, about the size of a baby's pram, check out the link, Seamless Vision, Buddy, a new kind of guide for the blind and visually impaired on YouTube. However, it must be reiterated that these robots cannot replace the companionship, intelligent disobedience that a dog can provide a person who is blind. Check out these suppliers and their products, who were present at the Tech Fest, See differently with Royal Society for the Blind, Pentronics, Envy Access, Bindi Maps, Sage Automation, Eschenbach, Magnifiers Australia, Isept, Humanware, HIMS International, Pacific Vision, Quantum, VisiTech Magnifiers. Links to the above companies' websites can again be found in the email that you received your newsletter in. Members, if you are looking to explore any devices or software that are exclusively for people with low vision, please do reach out to Business Support Officer Sandra Gesuato by phoning 8367-6088. Once you have obtained a quote from your supplier, you may choose to apply directly via our new online form here, SPF Adaptive Technology Subsidy Application Form, which is linked in the newsletter email, where you can upload your supplier quote during the application process. The Beyond Blindness Adaptive Equipment / Technology Subsidy is intended to assist full members gain and maintain independence in daily living, study or employment. A subsidy may be paid to assist with the cost of purchase of equipment or aids made or software that come standard with adaptions for the blind. This does not include hardware such as computers / screens or laptops. A subsidy of 50% of the cost price may be paid on items costing $100 or more, up to a maximum subsidy of $4,000 over a 3-year period. These funds are provided through Beyond Blindness fundraising activities, including bequests and donations. We do our best to accommodate all requests, but please note funds are limited and budgeted for, so it is anticipated members will exhaust other specific government schemes where available, employment schemes, NDIS, before applying for funding through Beyond Blindness. As per our guidelines, all SPF payments are subject to member assessment and funding availability, and remember, please do not proceed with purchasing items or engaging services before approval is given by Beyond Blindness. Members will not be reimbursed if these guidelines are not followed.